Are we live now?
We're broadcast live. It says.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I just got to say, cheers to fly 2020. I want to fly. The fly is my new hero. I think we need fucking shirts for the fly. We need hats. Make America fly again. I am down.
Maffa. They should, instead of a plexiglass between them, they should have had a bug zapper, it turns out.
Oh, shit. like a screen, so at least he can't go from one side to the other. How does the one fucking fly in that entire place get past COVID screening and get on his head? How does that even work?
How does a fly sit for 2 minutes on your head? Like, how does that even happen? Mike Pence's hair is so carefully coiffed, he has to use flypaper glue to get it down. How great would it have been if Kamala Harris had just reached over and smacked that fly? Just like,
she just shoot it off him like a mom, just like reached around the plexiglass barrier and just, that would have been amazing.
Bzzz.
Oh, God. That's fucking amazeballs, dude.
That was so great.
Another great. That was the best part of the debate.
Far and away, that was the best part of the debate. So how come we can't be seen? Like, are we just going to do that?
Yeah, am I on the show?
The post-debate live stream?
But this is the intro.
Is Thomas on the show?
Everybody's on the show.
We're just doing the intro.
Okay, everybody can be seen now.
Hey! Look at that. Now they can see our surprise guest.
Oh, surprise guest.
Ian, we should have had a longer intro to like really build up some pressure for the audience.
Surprise guest, I
swear to God.
Sad beige man. That's your surprise guest.
Oh man, God! Hello,
yeah, are
everybody.
You using every yellow filter available in your home? What the fuck is going on over there, Thomas?
I know.
Is that all smoke haze?
He's in the sunshine state. That's what it looks like when you have natural light on you.
I'm in the kids' playroom because it's kid bedtime right now. It's normally when we're doing that ritual. But I have a lot of good props. You know, like I have my tea party.
Nice princesses.
Yeah. I just cleared out, like, there's just a pile of kid crap, you know, and I just did the, like, you know, like, just make just enough space in this beige monstrosity for me. How's it going, guys? I've missed you so much.
Oh, God.
We missed you too, Thomas. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Yeah. What have you had going on?
Come hang out with us. We appreciate it.
I don't think even when I've seen Tom in person that he's looked this good. Like, I've seen, like, his camera is more resolution than life. Like, when I saw him, he was blurrier in real life than on this camera. It's incredible.
I feel like I'm better off if people see me a little blurrier. You know, like, that's why I carry pocket sand just to improve
my own downgrade.
Looks. Just boom.
Yeah. You should use, like, one of the first iPhones for your camera or something. You know,
just like. Tom runs around. He wipes Vaseline in other people's eyes. Yeah. A little blurry the whole time.
Yeah. Is that what that was? Okay. Now I've had that question for 5 years. I was too scared to ask.
Man.
Well, thanks for coming on. Hold on now. I want to ask you how you've been. So how's you guys been busy on opening arguments at all, or has it been sort of just real smooth going?
You guys see the tweet? It was a brilliant tweet. The guy was like, news hyperinflation. You know, you have to have a wheelbarrow full of 1 million news to buy a loaf of bread. it was perfect. It's so exactly true. That.
That's so great.
The other day we're recording, because we record on Thursdays, you know, every week.
We do too?
Yeah. Used to be fine. Like, we record Thursdays, and then that's a show for Friday and Monday, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Andrew,
great.
Silly Andrew. What I love about Andrew is you can't change the Andrew. He just is. And he says, oh, well, we'll talk more about that on Friday's episode. And I was like, as if you know what we're going to talk about on Friday's. That'll change every day of this week. There will be a new major topic. And then it's just roulette. Like, whatever you land on right before recording, you're like, I guess the fly. We're talking about the fly.
Yeah. Is that the fly now?
Is that what we landed?
Fly law.
Fly now. Like,
Tom and I recorded last Thursday. And just as we stopped, we got a message. I got an alert on my phone, literally just as we said, okay, that's it, Skeptic's Creed. And then we stopped, and then I said, oh, I just got an alert on my phone. Holy shit, Hope Hicks has COVID. And then both of us are just like,
please, COVID.
No whammy. And so we just walked out, and then when I was editing the show an hour later, I'm texting him saying, yeah, Trump's got COVID. And we just like, we missed it by minutes. And it was nothing. There was nothing we said was worthwhile last week. I mean, it's nothing we say any week is worthwhile, but it was less worthwhile last week.
Yep.
than normal.
Haven't you guys just felt better this past week? Because I have. Like, I know 2020, we're grading on a curve.
I woke up with
you know?
Hope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man. I have felt so much better. Every day there's a new fuckface who ignored the science and is reaping the rewards. And you're like, every day I'm like, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
Oh, and when Miller got it. Oh, it's fucking hand-rubbing. Awesome. It's amazing.
Well, that was obviously a major biological you know, event.
Couldn't happen to a creepier looking guy.
Like that's gonna they're gonna discover that there's a new strain that evolved out of him that's like, well, because it went into the serpent that he is, it's now a new they'll be like, that's the new code. We're fucked, actually. It's you get COVID
well, yeah,
and you
then,
turn
and
into
you're
a racist.
Find out, well, and then you're gonna find out that it's transmitted because he had his entire head up Trump's ass the entire time. And so it's transmitted that way instead of just like by coughing on people too.
That guy seriously he looks like if Pee Wee Herman was a sex criminal, but just more of a sex criminal.
More.
Like more a more sex. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I like too, because you think with him, you're like, oh, and it's really harsh on the elderly. And you're like, oh, wait, no, he's 32.
Yeah.
But your like, first 100. Thought is like, well, I mean,
that man is 32?
He's like my age, I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit. What did he do to
his
body?
He's in his early 30s.
Holy fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your first thought was like, this poor old man. God, his great-grandchildren are going to be...
30s.
His poor great-grandchildren are going to be... They
That's
can't
the
even visit
hardest,
him on his deathbed.
That's the hardest early 30s I've ever seen in my entire
life. And not even like... Not even Cecil, not even like a fun, hard 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like a hard 30 that it's like, I lived... I'm 30 years old, but I lived like seven lifetimes, motherfucker. So it's like, I just don't take care of it. I just don't take care of it.
He's not
just
from,
actually evil.
Red Hot Chili
I'm evil, and that's outward. It just exudes. So, yeah.
Oh, holy man. Fuck.
Live fascist, die young. I just
Cha-ching.
Came up with that.
That's
good. I never do
that's
that.
That's good.
Absolutely
I'm,
brilliant.
I'm leaving. I'm
Absolutely
George
brilliant.
Costanza.
Look at that.
See you guys.
Off the cuff. He's
yeah,
it.
I'm gone.
He's out.
You're funnier than Eli Bosnick by a lot. Like, by a lot. Like, by a lot. So, good for you.
What was I saying? Yeah, that fucking guy. But I just feel better. It's been the best week of my life. I'm glad we didn't do this last week. Last week would have been like, because I saw that, you know, the main debate with the
and two, how great it was
the two old men. Oh. Yeah, that was awful. But
Grandpa
debate,
fights 2020. That was ridiculous.
Are we? Should we talk about the debate? Is that what this is for?
Yeah, we should. This is kind of post debate coverage. Maybe we should eventually get into it. So, all right, so Thomas, you're our guest. Initial thoughts, VP debate tonight. What is other than the fly and the sneezing lady? I think because those are the two highlights of the debate. What are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sure Ken Bone was there somewhere too. I don't
know. Did you see he cast his vote for like
Joe Jerk?
Yeah, the libertarian.
Yeah. Jerk Joe. I love that. There's nothing. I know you asked me a different question, but I'm gonna Mike Pence you and like. Go to a different topic and then be mad that you didn't answer my question is what I'll do. I love the Joe Jurgensen really reveals, and I know I get into tons of trouble every time I'm probably on your show, but like it really reveals just how fucking obnoxious some of the left are when they're like, I'm voting for Joe Jerkoff's face. And you look at their platform and their platform is just libertarianism.
Joe
like it's Jerkoff. Horrible.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's the most horrible bullshit militarist, like just crap. Just absolute would be horrible for the country, but because they don't have their magical number one, they're like, well, I'm voting for Joe Jackface, whatever his name is. Is it a man or a woman? I don't even know. I have not even looked into it.
I have no idea.
So this VP debate, though, it wasn't it really just a full on, like you could put this on years from now or tomorrow in a seminar about like just male privilege. Like just the dude, he doesn't have to answer any question. He doesn't have to follow the rules. And then the moderator lady is like, oh, will you please? And then he's just like, but you don't understand. I want to talk. And she's like, oh, okay. I didn't know you wanted to talk.
It wasn't exactly like that. It was, thank you. I'm gonna interrupt you by thanking you.
Yeah.
That is not working the first 100 times you tried it.
Then she fucking gave up mid-thank you sometimes.
Yeah, there's
she would be thanking him. Thank you. I'll just give you another fucking 3 minutes. I don't know, fucking 4 minutes. Whatever one you want to talk, go ahead and do it. You got the floor.
In the bylaws of the non-fucking partial, whatever the committee is that they do, it should be like three thank yous and then it turns to fuck you. You know, like thank you, thank you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Shut up. Shut up.
They should just have like a little like Red Ryder BB gun when they want to just ping. Like, oh, fuck. That startled the shit out of him. I don't want him to get hurt bad.
Well, the thing is, they couldn't have seen this coming because they had no indication that this would ever be a problem with the Bates. How would you know? Every day is day one, apparently.
They should just make Pence wear his normal shock collar that he wears with Mother and then just give him a little zing when he's a little out of line, you know?
Were you at all surprised he was allowed to be on stage with two women at the same time? God. Like, right? That's a fucking fantasy for him. Like,
even though he was separated by barriers, but still. Maybe that's... Yeah.
Yeah, you would think like he argued against the plexiglass because he's like, I already have to be surrounded in a diver's bell because of the women, so I don't. That's why I didn't need the plexiglass. Like, it doesn't matter.
Mother is making me wear a dental dam under my suit before I get on the stage. So,
God, but you know, it really was a reminder. Like Pence is better at lying actually than Trump, but he's also so boring that it doesn't matter. Like he's able to just unapologetically just be like, well, no, that's not the truth. The truth is we did everything right. And of course we banned, you know, just lies, just pure lies. Yeah. But he's able to do it in the old timey Republican liar way. Whereas Trump gets all, he overcompensates, but he's so entertaining to certain people that I guess that trumps everything. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, you're not going to give it to Pence for charisma like that guy. You wonder how a politician has made his way all the way up with like a zero charisma score. Just like can you have negative charisma? He sucks charisma out of other people in the room. Holy shit.
I think no one noticed. Well, I don't know. What was he, governor or something? I think just no one noticed. They're like, wait, oh, fuck.
Was
you were there?
He was
the whole time.
He was either House or Senate before, and then he was also governor.
Yeah.
He was in one of the, but I don't know which one because he's from a garbage state, Indiana, so it doesn't matter. Who cares? Fucking cares.
If he asks the citizens,
he's in charge
there,
of the
like,
meth or whatever.
Like, I thought we didn't have a governor. I thought we went without one. I think we took a break. Oh, shit. There is a guy there. I didn't notice. Like, meanwhile, he's
literally
dead.
They pick their governor by throwing. They throw wreaths around a cow's neck, and whatever cow gets the wreath, that's the governor there. So, yeah.
It also was entertaining, as I'm sure we all have notes on, to see a man rot on like a corpse. Like his eye is dead, which is a thing that I'm scared of when we all turn whatever age Biden and him are. Their eye just rots off from time to time. And then a fly lands on him, and the fly's like, this is my new home. This is not a temporary position. I plan to live my life here, raise my fly children.
The fly lands on him and think is like, this smells right. This smells like a decomposing body. Yeah. It smells right, but it's moving still. It's weird. Maybe there's maggots in it. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Maybe he could sense that Pence was getting killed in this thing. It was just like
the fly was like Feifel in that was old movie, you know? It was like an immigrant fly that was, I found a new home for me and my fly children. Feifel goes west.
Feifel.
The land is fertile and perfect for our purposes. And it stayed there for an hour.
It was two minutes. 2 minutes felt like an hour. The whole time I'm thinking, it's still there. Like, it's still there.
Well, I'm thinking, like, how long do flies live? That might not have been the same fly. The fly that landed on him, it could have been a different fly. That's how long it was.
Oh, gosh.
That fly's all fucking tangled up in his fucking perfect hair. It's like, I can't pull it. It's like, it's fucking spider webs. That hair isn't even real hair. It's just combed over spider webs.
So I did get a chance to peer at Twitter during this debate, and right Twitter thinks that Pence absolutely crushed.
No.
Harris, absolutely crushed. So I want to ask you guys, and I genuinely mean this. Do you think that, you know, there is some sort of confirmation bias on each of our sides where we just look at it and say, no, there's no way that our side lost this, no matter what happens in the debate?
Well, not me. I mean, I go into it and
I'm immune to confirmation bias. I'm Thomas.
I was going to go a different direction. I'm so negative that I'm always like, yeah, we probably fucking lost.
Everybody loses.
These debates do not matter. I mean, I don't know that they ever did, but I think they matter less and less because you can sit there, and I saw a lot of my, you know, all my friends basically like, oh, Kamala's doing so well. And I agree, like, especially compared to Biden. But, like, he's able to just say, he's like, here, I will say a Fox thing. a Fox News thing, and you will be like, well, that's stupid because it's Fox News. But it does to his viewers. It's like, well, he just said a true thing. And then the other lady said a false thing. And then that's all they think. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't. How do you define
winning? Is this the closest Pence has ever been to a black person, do you think? In this debate.
Does she count as my black friend now?
You know, I will say one of the best tweets was somebody tweeted it that the fly on his head was his new black friend. That's amazing.
I wouldn't have been surprised in the racial justice question. Oh, he's like, God. I have black friends. He like looks around
right
like
here.
Like you and I consider this is the closest I've ever.
Yeah, and most of the time, people of color are separated by plexiglass in him. So that's normal. That's normal. So, but yeah.
I love the defense of Trump can't be, you know, like a Nazi because he has Jewish grandchildren or whatever. As though we don't all know how much he despises each and every one of his children and grandchildren. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
It's amazing.
He likes exactly one of them, Ivanka. That's it. None of the other ones.
He literally, that was a shocking moment where you're like, is Pence really making a "but I have black friends" argument?
Yeah.
When debating Kamala Harris, like an amazingly obtuse thing.
That's
to
the
do.
Extent of right wing scholarship. They're still in the black friend is good defense. Like they haven't gone any further. They haven't made any more scientific discoveries. They're
God
still.
Damn.
That's what they think.
I like that he was trying to make a point out of one American dying when there's 210 corpses, 210,000 corpses rotting in the background. He's like, but that one, you guys totally dropped the ball on that one person, by the way. I just want to point this out. Oh, don't mind these back here.
Right.
That cordwood that's behind me. Yeah.
I believe in the sanctity of life, not the 210, you know, 100,000 lives, just life, like the one life that I can't want to talk about.
Yeah. I love how with the coronavirus thing, all he and Trump can do is point to like, we closed down things with China. Yep. And it's like, first of all, thanks, but that was too late. Like the virus was already here. So that was a negligible, ineffective, silly. I mean, it literally accomplished nothing. Also, you should be able to point to more than one thing you've done over the last 9 months.
Yeah.
Right? Like over the last like half of year of fucking horror that we have suffered through, you should be able to point to something that you have done like a little more recently than like, well, I did one thing initially, then I got bored and stopped doing things. Give me credit for my one thing.
Yeah, like a year ago, you know, half a year ago. That's what we tried to pull in, you know, in high school class. You know, you're like, well, I did that paper. You mean the one from week two of the class? Yeah, I did that. That's the last thing I did. It was that. Isn't that not everything?
Or how about like when they're like, well, you know, the swine flu. If the swine flu was as deadly, and it's like, if the swine flu was as deadly, they would have treated it differently. We treat things differently based on what they are. Like,
well, also, by the way, the China fact check is they didn't ban. They banned, I think, what did they ban? Chinese people coming from China. They didn't stop. If you were American and they're like, well, yeah, you can come on in. That's fine. Because we only care about Chinese people because Americans somehow couldn't bring the disease back.
Yeah,
it didn't do anything. It was fucking stupid.
Once we had cases here, we had cases here.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. Fucking, it's like your dog ran away and you're like, okay, well, lock the door. And you're like, well, fuck, what? Yep. The dog's are. Yep. Well, the dog's already. Yeah, well, I fucking locked the door so that no more of my dogs run away.
6 months later, your poor child asks what you did to find your dog. You're like, I locked the door.
He's been outside scratching to get in. And I'm like, fuck you. Maybe you shouldn't have run in the first place. If you love something, set it free and lock it out forever.
Oh my God. I had another point and I forgot it because it's all so stupid. It's just all so stupid. Oh yeah, here's the other thing. Oh, I know what it was. It was they have their whole theory. I love the one thing that I wish Biden would have done better in his debate that maybe he'll do better if there is a next debate with Typhoid Mary. But is he's done this in messaging before where Biden needs to use his advantage. His advantage is he really is the, like, come on, bucko kind of guy. Like, he just should just make the point that Trump is still bitching and moaning about what China has done to him, what China did to our country. Meanwhile, somehow China only did that to us. Isn't that weird? China unleashed this virus on the world, and the world, you know, like mostly tried to figure it out, but only us.
Yeah.
That was amazing how they did that. How did they do that? That's incredible. Wow. Didn't do it to Canada. Yeah. Somehow they didn't do it to Canada. Just us. They only got us.
Well, one of the things that I think was, I don't know, just he kept on going back to the previous question when they would talk, and then he wouldn't answer anything that was thrown at him. He consistently did not answer questions. And as somebody who was watching the debate from that side, I don't understand how you can watch it and be like, oh yeah, he totally didn't dodge that question. Like, he fucking dodged a bunch of questions.
The one I yelled about most was, and I knew this, I tweeted a prediction because I already, he already dodged questions. But here's the other thing that drives me so fucking nuts about Trump and his administration is, aren't you guys so excited to finally see their health plan? I can't wait.
Yeah.
They've had a plan for 4 years. It's going to be so good. They had a plan before they got into office. They somehow got lost in the mail or something during the 2 years that they had control of every branch of government. Somehow the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you have the plan?
Could have.
I lost it. Now that once they lost control of the House, well, then they had a plan again. It's just that, but the House, they couldn't do it because of the House. And now we're still running on this bullshit line about a plan that has never fucking existed. So,
okay, but maybe you didn't hear he said in the debate that his plan was really good.
Uh-huh.
And that it would be better and cheaper.
I do remember hearing
those are three details.
That's
it's
like
good and better
in your court, Thomas.
Yeah,
balls
I mean,
your
maybe
court.
You're not. Fucking start doing some listening over Thomas.
Do my research? Yeah.
Confirmation bias, Thomas.
If I asked my three-year-old for a health care plan, it would be about that. It would be like, well, it should be good and really great. And also Frozen, Anna and Elsa from Frozen. That would be the next part. Like, that's better than theirs. So the point I was going to make is that was the most frustrating question because she asked him, she was like, hey, I would like you to actually answer. What are you going to do about pre-existing conditions? What is your actual, like, tell me, don't just say like great plan. Like, what's the, how will it work? And I tweeted, I was already tweeting, like, I will bet my entire life, my worth, all the money on earth, that he will not answer this because they've never had an answer. And that's when he decided to answer the pre-existing conditions question by not answering it, asking Kamala a question about court packing, and then being mad that she didn't answer his question during his answer that was about pre-existing conditions. I want to fucking kill him. It was so frustrating.
To be fair, that question, when it was posed to Harris, was asked by a man. So that, you've got to answer it then. And so it's clearly, then the moderator is just, that's just a lady question.
It's
that
optional.
Makes it optional. Yeah. Lady questions are optional. I thought we established that at the outset.
You know, that is what that felt like. That is what this debate felt like. It's just, even the moderator was like, well, he's got you there. I know.
He asked her about packing the court.
Yeah.
Is what he asked her about. Mm-hmm. And then and she said it was the wrong answer. And that's what she said it, that it seemed like to me that she answered the question.
Well, they're strategically not answering on court packing, which whatever. Like, okay. Well, I'm glad they're doing that because I think it signals that they probably are willing to court pack, but they don't want to alienate moderates. But the idea that in the middle of a question he's dodging, somehow he gets to decide the question that she has to answer is just dog shit. And I wish she would have hit that. I wish she would have been like, I'm sorry, wasn't this a pre-existing condition question? Moderator, could you read back the question and make sure? I wish she would have done that. It's hard. Obviously, she's walking a fine line, you know, like it is tough to be in that fucking environment.
It is. It is. I think women have a much harder time being on that stage. They have a knife's edge they have to walk if they don't do everything perfectly right. But I think she composed herself really well. I love when she turned to him a bunch of times tonight and be like, hey, I'm talking. You gonna let me finish? And I think she did a really good job of making sure, pointing out you're being rude and not being rude to stop him. I thought that was perfect.
On a lady scale of one to shrill, how shrill was she? We didn't talk about her clothes and whether they were appropriate, and like we didn't break down her hairstyle. I mean, we're not getting to the meat of the fucking lady arguments. God damn.
I will say, after last week's especially, I really missed Hillary on that stage versus Trump. Yeah. I thought she did a fantastic job in comparison to Biden. I thought Biden was not as good as she was. But you know, she had an impossible standard back then. It was an absolutely impossible standard to try to fight against that guy. And I think people think that Biden did better, but I don't think Biden did better at all.
More that Trump just made enough huge mistakes toward the end that it made it look bad for him. In the first 10 minutes of the debate, Trump was killing him. It wasn't even close. And then toward the end, obviously, he said enough just horrible, stupid things that that it caught up to him. Yeah, I'm that's what I tweeted at the time. I think a lot of people don't know how lucky we had it with Hillary, at least in terms of competence. You know, say what you want about some other stuff, whatever. Like I disagree, but I won't argue about that. But at least on the level of competence and knowledge of policy, and like, can you just remember how well those debates went for her? I mean, she just was able to rattle off the points that she needed to, facing down Trump, who's like menacing her. It was incredible, really, in retrospect. She won every debate handily, and it didn't matter because Comey
didn't
had
matter.
To fuck everybody. Yeah. Four years ago.
The debates are just political theater for the converted. That's what they are. And they're fun for that, you know. That's fine. All that joke about outfits though, Pence really wore that fly. That's a great joke. That's awesome. I think the debates are fun. I certainly enjoy watching them and like shaking my head at the downfall of America as it's being live televised.
This one wasn't nearly as bad. I mean, this one felt like a regular old debate. It felt pretty regular in comparison. And this makes me wonder. I know that for many years, for the last three, I know I've heard this many times. Has politics changed fundamentally because Trump has changed politics fundamentally? And part of me wonders, after watching a debate like this, why wouldn't it have changed Pence then? If it changed politics fundamentally, why wouldn't Pence come in like Trump and do the same things?
Like,
and
try to,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that it has. I don't know that he has changed politics fundamentally. I think that there is like in particular, this would have been a perfect example to see whether or not politics has changed and moved to that sort of spectacle that we've seen him do time and time again.
I think it has to be authentic. I do not think, and by that I mean Trump is authentically a narcissist piece of shit with no regard for the truth. I think that Pence is a robot. There's a moment where he lost track of what was happening. Yeah, like there's some question about something else, and he lost track of what was happening. He was like, and they're going to raise taxes. And he just went into his normal, like, because that's the Republic for all time. It's they're going to raise your taxes. They're going to raise your
paper. This next season of Westworld, for sure. Yeah.
It's real. It was the fly and everything.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. And so he's a robot. You can't change him. I don't know, has Trump fundamentally changed politics? I think that the conditions for Trump are extreme polarization, extreme partisanship that allowed Trump to do what he did. A lot of factors, obviously. Once he got control of the party, there was no going back because partisanship meant they have to defend the party no matter what.
It's the game.
And so he can say and do whatever he wants. And it's the negative, negative partisanship is the biggest thing right now. If you talk to any conservatives, all they have are grievances. You can't even, it's amazing. Even people in my family who I think are on the smarter end of conservatives, even though I'm still so mad that they're stupid fucking conservatives, but they still, it's all just grievances. Every question you ask them, why won't Trump wear a mask or do something about COVID? Well, the protesters did, what are you talking about? It's always some other thing. There's always some list of fucking bitching and moaning grief. They're the biggest fucking whiners. I can't believe that they have reverse psychologized everything, whatever. I just pulled a Ron Paul and had a stroke in the middle of the woods. They have somehow pinned that
That's
on liberals. We have to watch that after this sentence. they've been that on liberals, like liberals are whiny or liberals or whatever. They are such whiny little fucking losers. Everything they say, well, the kids of the school are the buddy good, they're good. Shut up,
you
dude.
Like
your president is in charge. Your president is in charge of the fucking country.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. It is. It's total whataboutism constantly. And it's a never ending stream of whataboutism over and over and over and over. What I really love was, you know, we didn't talk about it last week very much because it's because of Trump's infection. But man, I really love that for a couple of days.
Which infection? You're probably going to have to clarify which Trump's been infections.
Him being broke, though, was such a great, delicious moment in politics. And the fact that it comes up in each one of these debates, and the only way out of it for them is to fucking show the tax. Like, the only way out of it is to show your taxes, and that's going to prove a point. So now you're fucked. You're fucked. There's nothing you can do about it.
And Pence, I mean, he came close to admitting that. He's like, Trump has paid a lot in property taxes. He's paid a lot in payroll taxes. Like, that's very clearly not the same thing as federal income. So they're not coming out and saying those figures are not true. He's paid a lot more in federal income taxes. None of them are saying that. So they're skirting around that issue because, like, that's super fucking true.
That was one of the best moments for Kamala Harris tonight, I think, was when she was like, hey, who does the president owe $400 million to? Yep. That might be.
I mean, it's a question people need to know,
interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
why would that affect
anything?
We do
know it's just mainly those two banks. Yeah. But still. How did that happen? Like, well, how do you fucking owe $400 million? He's the worst businessman of all time.
That's the best part, is that you hired him because he was the outsider businessman, and he's not. He's terrible. He's literally, he's a fucking walking Ponzi scheme.
Yep.
He's terrible.
Pick any random American and give them the money that he started with, and they would do better. I love Pence tried to pull the, our president is a businessman. He's a job creator. I just want to name one job. Name one job he created that isn't filled by fucking Jared Kushner, by the way, like for his own family. Name a job that he's created.
To be fair, in his own administration, he creates the same job often many times because he fires his whole staff. So he's
fair.
He's creating job. Like, look, one job will turn it into five or six jobs. Yeah. No problem.
They pencil that into the jobs report. Yeah. Well, we've had at least like five or six hires in the last week here.
For every opening, we hire four or five people for the same fucking thing. Who's got that kind of track record, motherfuckers? We are killing this shit. America. Fuck you, bitch.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No, if you got to bring something up, go ahead.
One note that I'm sure we all had that I just want to make sure we got to was when he talked about Amy Coney Barrett, and he said, she will bring, this is an amazing sentence. God, I wrote it down because it was so good. She will bring a lifetime of experience to Amy Coney Barrett is who he's talking about, which already, that's a lot. Like, she's been on, she's been a judge for 2 years.
Doesn't everybody bring a lifetime of experience?
I mean, genuinely.
I mean, some of it behind? Like, I'm not bringing... I did some weird shit from like 20 to 28. Yeah, I'm not bringing
Bill,
that. That's
Bill, who was in a coma for 3 years, is not going to bring a lifetime of experience. Yeah.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Democrats only nominate people who've had major brain procedures and lost 30 years of their lives and children or something. Yeah. She will bring a lifetime of experience. She's been a judge for an entire 2.5 years or whatever the fuck.
Two and a half years.
Terrible.
Yeah. Woof.
And this was the great part. And a sizable American family to the court.
Yeah.
Did you catch that? I was like, what?
I heard the same thing. And it's like, so she can get pregnant. A lot of human females have that ability.
Yeah,
that's
like,
kind of a standard.
Wouldn't it
have
been
part of the equipment.
Wouldn't it have been weird if Pence was like, hey, let me just tell you. I just want to tell you how wide her hips are in centimeters, if you don't mind. She's got good birthing hips.
Does seem like what he was saying. Or I don't know what. I think he was trying to do a folksy conservative compliment, you know, because the only thing that mattered about women, of course, is their ability to create children, according to them.
Shit on kids,
Like, is that what he was saying? Like,
maybe Pence was just like in wild admiration that somebody's had sex more than one time. Maybe he's just
how the court works. Does he think that your whole family gets to like vote on issues in the court or something? Like, she's bringing a sizable family to the court. It's really gonna.
Her little 3-year-old is voting on the. What pretty soon she's a Duggar. She's got 19 fucking kids hanging from the Supreme Court rafters.
Does he think there's
like
a lot
Lady
of...
Justice with fucking kids on her teats and shit?
Does he think there's a lot of like chores that need to be done at the court? Like, they're gonna clean up the. Rake the leaves on that court. Got a whole family. It's weird.
Oh, fuck.
That was incredible.
Oh, gosh. I want
so fucking weird.
I don't know why you would change. And I know she came back to it a couple times. But I got to say, I don't know why you would ever change the subject from COVID response.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you would bring COVID response back every moment. Because it's just such a... It's such an embarrassment, and it's so bad. And it, specifically, they never talked about how Trump, you know, one of the things I wish they would have talked about was that fucking theater that Trump just played, driving around with the Secret Service people, standing up like a Vita on the balcony, fucking heavy breathing like fucking Fatty Arbuckle. Like, all those different things that he's done that has shown that he doesn't give a fuck about any other human life. Why not bring that shit up? Nobody even talked about it.
Yeah, good point. I mean, they had a lot of COVID, and one of my notes was like, on one hand, the moderator was taking a long time to ask questions. But then on the other hand, I was like, wait a minute, she should talk forever because this is a rare opportunity. She could just say facts and Republicans have to listen to facts for that brief time coming from like a third party, you know, like not Kamala. So she's just like doing these like, you know, COVID is a deadly thing. She should do all that. Like the sky is blue. Racism exists. Like just say all these like postulate all these facts in the question because it's the only way some of the viewers are. This is the first they're hearing of it. So that was interesting. But I agree with you on the COVID. They did spend a lot of time on it. I want to know related, not just about COVID and the bullshit theater, which we should also talk about. But as I said earlier, emphasize the like, OK, they are trying to take down Obamacare right now and never stop. Never stop. Once he says, because their go to will be, yeah, because we're going to replace it with something great. OK, great. What?
What? Yeah.
What? Or just going to replace- say. Just say out loud, you have nothing. You've never given the people a single written statement about what your fucking plan is. So stop lying. We're done with that.
Tell me one thing about how healthcare works. Just tell me any fact. The first, you know, like they know nothing. Trump especially. I mean, Pence probably knows like two things. But like, what's your plan? Because then you say, we have a plan. It's this, it's such and such. It's bolstering Obamacare, all the stuff they say. And their plan is nothing. They had 2 years to do whatever they wanted. They had the votes to do whatever they wanted, and they did fucking nothing. They have no plan. It's so infuriating.
Well, part of that is because there is really, outside of Trump, there's very little political will to actually dismantle Obamacare. Like, because it's the law of the land. People are in, like, it's not failed at all. It's done some great things. And once people have something like that, taking it away is a political loser for everybody. So even trying to like repeal it, he tried like hell to repeal it in his first 2 years. And it was just like, no, like it just didn't go anywhere. And not just because he had no lack of a replacement plan. He wanted to repeal and replace, but all he really gave a shit about was the repeal portion.
There was never,
that was the whole thing. There was never
the moneyed interest in the Republican Party to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage and stuff that would like just make insurance companies money. There was a little bit of interest to do that, but actually, it was a pretty amazing like campaign that activists pulled off to pressure and actually get, you know, McCain to like cast that tie-breaking vote to not, or what, not tie-breaking, but whatever, that the crucial vote to like not give them the repeal. But I gotta ask you guys, like, what do you think is gonna happen with Trump and COVID? Like, he can't be okay. There's no way, right? And is he really gonna just pretend everything's fine and then he's fine? Well, what the fuck?
I mean, I think one of the things that normal people don't have is the doctors that are on his side.
Yeah.
And the team of people that are administering drugs to him and that are giving him experimental treatments and, you know, things like that. So I feel like no normal person is going to have the kind of COVID care that he's going to have. And so if he pulls through from this, which, you know, the chances are in his favor to pulling through from this. I think that, you know, if he pulls through from this, it's going to be because of that intense and amazing medical care that's really only available to him and maybe a handful of other people in the United States.
Yeah, I think Trump's going to be just fine, unfortunately. I mean, the to Cecil's point, most people recover from COVID. Like, and it's not most people by a little, it's most people by a lot recover. So the odds were with them just on their own. And then to Cecil's point, like, that guy's gotten every fucking treatment in the book, I mean, and more that they're writing books for thrown at him. Like, I think he's going to be, the odds are he's going to be just fine, unfortunately.
Yeah. we're all down about it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I sincerely wish he wouldn't be fine. You know, I sincerely wish that he would not be fine and that he would be afraid while it happened.
Well, what is amazing is that the drugs that he got aren't either he was way worse than they said or he was taking those drugs inappropriately because they have bad side effects. Like, what are the odds that he's going to get through all that? Like, he either was worse than they said, which I don't think he was. I think we have a okay picture of where he was, and considering how bad he was, everyone's saying those drugs are inappropriate for what he had because there are real risks to taking those drugs when you're not, like, you know, on ventilation or whatever, you know. So, like, is he, are we really so cosmically unlucky that he's going to dodge all of that and just be fine? Because fuck 2020.
Did you ask that question in 2020? Are we unlucky? Are we cosmically unlucky? Yeah.
Are we that unlucky, though?
Motherfucker, we are that unlucky. What are you even talking about?
That's like the, you know how, like, the old religious arguments that I'm sure we've all had to deal with, where it's like, the same argument about God being perfectly good and everything that he does is some greater good. You can make the same argument that he's actually evil and any good thing just sets you up for further evil. That's where we are. Any slight good news about Trump getting COVID is just to set us up to feel even worse, you know, once he pulls through. I guess that's how it works.
I think it. Oh, shit. Did we lose Cecil?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we did. I don't. Maybe he can.
Ian, go get him.
Back. Okay.
Go get him.
In the meantime, I'll show you this that I made.
Fly, eat shit, America.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is pretty good.
Okay, there we go.
Got my vote.
Cecil, I think it. No, let me text him.
He's not. That's it. He's done. He quit the show. That's how he quits. I always knew it would be dramatic and, like, on air, just like. Boom! Drops the mic and pieces the fuck out of here. Dude, I think he's going to be fine. Don't you think he's going to be fine? I think it's
Trump.
He's fine.
I don't know. They're saying a lot about, like, I mean, we're not even to the point where he would have had the worst symptoms. Not Tom.
Cecil back.
Tom.
Hi, everybody. Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry, guys. I don't know. My shit just started going, like, really. I don't know. You guys are. Like, got really pixelated, and I eventually just fucking dropped the fuck out. It's like, no, man, peace the fuck out, bro.
That's it. So, you're gone.
Good ran stuff. Out of
hey,
pixels
here's
today.
The thing. At least fucking, unlike the other one that we were running, it didn't fucking shut down the whole stream, and
right.
Like, Chicago didn't riot. Like, it's so much better. So much better.
Oh, God.
Well, what nothing interesting.
So is there a winner of that debate? Did Harris win that debate?
Define of what winning would be.
Well, that's actually a good question. How do you fucking know who wins a debate, right?
You would have to say, were there any undecideds, which I don't know if there are, or how many people changed their views from that debate? I guess.
Or were there any massive gaffes that, you know, like, because Trump lost that first debate with Biden pretty bad. There were some massive, massive gaffes that turned into big political stories, and then his side had to distance themselves from Trump's commentary. So I think that's a pretty fair loss. There's nothing like that tonight.
Yeah, I think we're beyond objective measures of winning and losing debates. I really do. I don't know what. I mean, I guess if you could go so. You could have, like, for example, a fly take residence on your head, and maybe that would be like the only. I don't know why I thought of that. That'd be like the one thing where you could say, okay, definitely that guy lost.
Just, guy with bugs on his face or whatever. That's just.
And his eye rots out of his socket. Like, those are the. I guess if that happened, then sure.
Biden is selling fly swatters on his website now. It's already. Yep.
Yeah. I love that. Because Biden's not even a boomer, right? He's from, like, the fucking silent generation. He's from the 1890s, whatever that generation.
Oh, he's a founding father. Are you fucking kidding me?
I was going to say, I shouldn't call him a boomer. I don't think he could possibly be, could he? No, maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's, like, a boomer. He's 70, what? 70?
78, right? Or,
yeah, he's a boomer, I think.
Is that? Or is that?
My dad's 72. He's a boomer.
Yeah. That's okay.
So I mean, he's right there. Right. But
yeah, my dad's 75, and I think he's on the young boom or the old boomer part. Anyway.
Yeah, so if not, he's close.
The point is, all silent generation era politicians have to have a team of millennials to, like, actually do funny shit, like put fly swatters up for sale on the website.
That's true, right?
If it was up to the candidates, they'd be like, it's not on. Okay, sorry. Turn it on. And then they
should do these debates like in an era that makes sense for the age of the candidates. So they're all like silent debates, like silent movies, where they just have to run around and pantomime their answers to all the questions.
Then they make a little like panel that goes under them, like a title card that says, like, Medicare for All.
Yeah. Like, holding shit up. Like,
yeah. Pence's would just say, no, don't raise taxes. Oh, come socialism. Socialism. Just be that. Yeah.
There was that back and forth with taxes tonight that was just like, You could just tell every time the Republicans talk about taxes, it's just like they can barely knock that fucking like billionaire cock out of their mouth to actually talk about it. There's like it's gagging them kind of the whole time. Jesus fucking Christ. It's so fucking pathetic. It's just unreal.
The lengths that a person making $20,000 a year or less will go to defend a billionaire's right to have $1 billion is amazing. It's incredible. I'll tweet stuff like just no billionaires, like just 100% wealth tax above a billion. Congratulations. You can have $999 million of fucking $999,099. Awesome. And then after that, and then you get people who are like, oh, but those are, you don't understand. Those are like stock options. And you're like, yeah, okay. That's a major, you're right. Okay, never mind. I didn't realize that it's not always liquid cash. So there's just no way to deal with it. Like,
come on.
How am I going to refill my Starbucks card? I'm obviously quite poor. I'm only worth $1 billion.
Yeah, they're like, but he'd have to sell off some of his stock from his own company. Oh, boo. Darn. There's like a hundred billionaires.
Cups. Sorry, kids, no braces. My fucking billions are tied up in stock options.
Yeah.
I guess I guess we're living in a box again. A box made out of stock options.
I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezos would find a way to cope with only having $999 million fucking dollars. That's a lot of money. That's more than
they
you
said
guys
the other day. The other day he bought like this enormous unfucking real wealthy mansion or something, and they said if someone who was making $60,000 a year bought it, it would be worth something like $15 or something like that. some obscene number. You look like at it, and you're just like, I will fucking kill you. I will put your head in a guillotine. Fuck you.
$15 house? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's amazing. That's awesome. It's amazing. Maybe it was $70. Even still, it's fucking cheap.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like money you would easily spend on Grubhub. He fucking bought a fucking mansion for.
God.
Unreal. Unreal. All right.
He's got to have a mansion, otherwise no place to get his Prime packages delivered.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I know, right? He's got to have a security detail to protect him from those people delivering the packages from stealing them. Amazing.
Do you think he has, like, a warehouse in his house? They're not doing anything, but he still makes them, like, work in insufferable conditions just around him. Just to, like... Just moving objects.
He forces people to pee in bottles around him. Like, you go to the bathroom in a bottle. You will not use a toilet in a bottle.
No deliveries are made. It's purely just for him. Like, just because he loves it. It's fucking sick.
Okay, so last question.
Okay.
Predictions for next debate, presuming that Typhoid Mary can make it to the next debate. They don't like enclose him in a fucking Pope box or whatever and make him go there. What's a prediction, Thomas? And Tom, predictions for the next debate. Thomas first.
I don't think it can happen, can it? It can't. It's Joe Biden should not do it. There's no way. It could be on Zoom, but I don't think that Trump would do that. I'm voting it doesn't happen. I don't know. I can't.
You don't think
it
happens?
It can't happen. There's no way.
100% it's going to happen. I totally do. It's going to happen because it's fucking 2020 in America. It shouldn't happen. It makes no sense. There is a 100% likelihood then that it will happen. It's a terrible idea. Yeah, that's going to happen this year. Absolutely.
Second question then. Follow up. Presuming it happens, Thomas... Predictions for next debate. Does Trump tone it down at all? Or does he keep going with the same level of interruptitude?
I'm going to get technical on you. It's supposed to be a town hall, right? So that's a little different. Yeah. It's like a town hall style.
You are right.
What is Trump going to heckle the questioner? He might. What if it's just like some lady is like trying to get out of
punches
question.
Some
like,
woman in the crowd.
God, I hope so.
Oh, what's your question? Oh, he's a liar. He's like shit. Some lady's like, I'm just trying to ask about minimum wage. I don't know. Like,
I just had a question about COVID. Stop yelling at me. What the fuck?
Yeah. Gosh. So a town hall style. I think Biden will still disappoint me as always because I wish we could add any other candidate would have been a better.
Literally
debater.
Any other one.
Literally all. Of them.
Any other one. Except still, for Marianne Williamson. Not Marianne Williamson. I will go there and say I'm happy that it's Trump.
Yeah. She would have been both more and less coherent somehow. Like Like, she would have seemed more coherent, but then after you heard the words and put them together in your brain, you would have been like, that's worse, yeah. actually. Yeah. I'd rather not.
Would you rather have Amy Klobuchar?
Oh, no, I guess yeah. not. I guess
no.
Not.
No.
I guess
no.
not.
Yeah,
see?
No, I think
no.
I would. I think
no.
I
No. 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 I don't. I do not. I do not
was,
mind. Biden.
She was my okay, last choice. He was my second to last. He was my second to last. So yeah. Okay. I would.
Are we
not
just
Amy
talking
Klobuchar.
About debate performance though, or were you talking about policy and stuff? I just meant in terms of being able to handle.
In terms
debate.
Of debate performance, oh,
I would
oh,
take
gotcha,
her over
gotcha.
Him. That's what I mean. Probably. Yeah. Policy wise, you might be right. I think he's more willing to actually like give some stuff to progressives than she might have been. I don't know.
Yeah. I think.
My prediction is there won't be a fly that lands on anyone's head unless it's God.
Oh, come on.
If it does happen, know. Though.
Someone should
I
bring
hope they
one.
Release
just like
the
in
flies. I hope they release the flies. They release the flies, and whoever has more on them loses the election.
That's
so
it.
So that's how they should determine it. That's I hope, it. From now on, that's how it works.
It's I hope a, Biden walks out with a beard flies. Of bees. That's what I hope. Yeah. I hope Biden walks out with just a full-on beard of bees. Just
be
I hope they just release murder
ass.
Hornets in there. Just release all the murder hornets. Get them in a box and
so
throw them in
cool.
there. Perfect.
Oh, God.
There are so many good jokes candidates could make against these people. I really would. Hopefully next time. Hey, what's up, Flyboy? What, you know, like, there's
yeah,
just,
oh, God.
They need to do it a little bit.
So good.
Be a little so bit good. Trumpy in that way. Just a little
Tom,
bit.
Prediction next time, presuming there's a debate.
Oh, I think Biden will win it. I don't think it'll matter. I don't think it'll be a big win. I think Trump can't help himself but yell and scream and pout. And I think as the election gets further and further away from him, he's becoming increasingly more unhinged. So I think his rhetoric is becoming looser. I think his like appeal to the angriest, meanest part of his base is, even though that's the smallest numerical value in his on the right, like that he doesn't know who else to go to. He's lost in 2016. He weirdly had his finger on the pulse of a certain group of angry Americans who did not feel that the economic recovery in the Rust Belt had made its way to them. He understood that anger because yeah. he is filled with the same vitriol.
Yep.
He's lost the thread, though. He no longer has a finger on the pulse of anybody other than a fraction of what he originally touched in 2016, and he doesn't know how to get it back. So I think he'll continue to double down because it's all he knows, and that doubling down is just less and less appealing to America, and he'll slip further behind in the polls as a result after the debate.
You're totally right about that. His rhetoric and his bullshit interruptions and all the stuff he was spewing was so specifically tailored to like 5% of Fox News viewers who also follow Twitter on Fox News.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like people who are yeah. so online, they would know what the fuck he was talking about. And that's like, what is it? 25% maybe that both follow him and know all the bullshit he's spouting. And I agree with you that Biden will win, I think, for a couple reasons. For one, even though Biden already should have been prepared for the last debate, I don't know that he exactly was prepared for that. And I think now he will be more prepared for that. And two, just the town hall format gives Biden a huge edge. He's able to listen to a
yep.
question and form a human answer and like talk human words
yeah.
to a human, whereas Trump cannot do that. So that will be tough for him to try to
I
do.
Got, I don't want to give you guys false hope, but I just looked at 538 and 9.5. is where the national polls are, the aggregate that he puts up there. 9.5. That feels like a lot. That feels like
he's got a floor, as we always say. He has a floor of 30% of whatever, 35% that will just die for him. But like this COVID stuff was so bad. Him getting yep. it and doing endangering countless lives, the Secret Service's lives, the staff in the White House. I mean, yeah. it's so bad. And it is so bad that in 2020, that'll probably lose him like 0.3% of people, which might be enough. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, might be enough.
In 2020,
he's got a 16 in 100% chance right now. Six, according to 538, 16 yeah. in 100.
Too much.
That's low.
Yeah,
that's
and
low.
That number has changed over the last week. It was
yep.
Biden was leading. Yeah,
yeah.
It was yep. 22. It was yep. 22 last week. So it's dropped significantly in the last week. So, but he's, that does yeah. not. I think what you have to do though, 100% is vote. Everybody's got to go out there and vote.
Yeah.
You got to. I think the more numbers you have, the better chance we have of him not taking this to the Supreme Court, and
yep.
you know, hopefully overturning and it once he gets
early
ACB
vote
in there.
Early yeah. vote. You can go now. In most states, you can go
yeah.
now. I'm voting Friday. Yeah.
My
plan is to go Friday.
I got my ballot in the mail, And I'm gonna fill it out this up next week and then walk it in and hand it in to the places. Yep. In Illinois, they have a bunch of open polling slots, basically these boxes where you could just drop your ballot in at any of the, I think it's any of the, I don't know exactly where it is and I don't want to say, but you can look it up on the Illinois website and you just walk in and just drop your ballot in. And so I'm going to, the best part about having my ballot in front of me, and I'm super excited about this, is I'm going to be able to like look at judges and actually do research on my computer and pay attention to like, because normally what I do is I don't have a lot of that time when I'm there and looking at your phone and there's 20 people behind you and it's like, you know, you want to try to move forward. So I don't really know. I kind of come in with an idea and then I move forward. Now I'm going to have, I'll have 2 hours to fill my fucking ballot out and then I'll fill my ballot out and hand it in. I'm going to love this process.
Yep. We've had vote by mail in California for a while. So we do that every time we get mailed a ballot. Then we like to go like hand it in, get the sticker just for fun. Probably won't do that this year because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on the time. And I don't think we get to vote for judges. That's going to change depending on your state, I believe, in California. Yeah. I don't think we do. I could be wrong. But, what I was going to mention real quick is I just saw that somebody made a diagram for all our state propositions, which I don't, is that in all, every state has that, I assume, like proposition, you know, there's all these different numbered propositions and the advertisements are just ridiculous. You know, it'll be like a firefighter says this is going to kill his mom. And then like a mom is like, no, actually, if you vote no, it'll kill the firefighter. You know, it's all this weird shit. You never know because there's so much money poured into it. Someone made a chart that was just like, here's the proposition. Didn't even say what it was. All it was here are the groups spending money in which direction and how much. And I was like, oh, my God, I could just vote based on that. Like it was like you can see which asshole corporation is spending money for which outcome and just like vote against it. It was incredible. I'm going to use that for my, so if anyone has that for their state or California, if you're in California, find that somewhere. I just saw it. I didn't save it yet, but I'm going to go back and find it.
Okay, Thomas, thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys. We're going to peace out. Tom and I are taking the next week off, so don't come back to next week's live stream, but we'll be back next two Thursdays from now. And we're hoping, Thomas, can we get a confirmation? You're going to join us on election night this time around?
Oh, yeah. Well, the only reason I wasn't sure is because I wasn't sure if like Andrew and I were doing something or not, you know, but we'll find a way.
Let us know.
We'd love to. Life finds a way, Thomas.
We're going to be doing a live stream. We'd love to have you on. So.
I know. Because I was on 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I probably cried.
Come cry with us, buddy. Come cry with us.
Or celebrate with us.
Well, are you guys packing? Are you like going to have your suitcases ready or what? Like it just in case?
I'll tell you,
you know?
I almost feel like
nowhere to go, buddy.
You're so much closer to Canada than I am.
Yeah.
Do they want? Yeah. No. I fill out their form. They won't take me. So.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much.
We hope to have you on again.
Absolutely.
Bye, everybody. So long, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
Eat shit, America. That's so good.
Oh, nicely done, Ian. You weren't paying attention to other stuff while you were doing that, were you? You were doing other stuff, Ian.
What? I always pay attention.
You weren't paying attention to our stream while you did that.
I was clicking things, I
were
guess.
You doing Dance Dance Revolution on your stream while you were supposed to be working?
Okay, I'm stopped. Every fucking live stream.